You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Time now to chat to our resident petrolhead, Nigel Lim, to see what he's been up to. Nigel, thanks for joining us.
Hello, David.
So, first of all, what have you been up to?
Well, you know me, I never sit down. So, a couple of weeks ago, I got the opportunity to drive a stock car around an oval circuit. I got kindly offered to drive the car, which obviously from the owner's point of view, Chap Brown from near Grimsby, the fact he let me drive his car is obviously remarkable. And then the track at Grantham, wheels on in the field at Grantham, allowed me to do it. So there I did it. It was a course, a Vauxhall course that was converted into a stock car with a 2-litre engine. It was all pretty nervous and exhilarating at the same time.
The best kind of feelings. How did you feel once you'd done it?
Well, do you know something? Obviously, when I do all the things I do, like I set the records and that, obviously, immediately after, I feel elated. But I was only explaining this to somebody the other day, that the day after, randomly, I'm on a bit of a downer. And I think it's because leading up to the event that I do, I'm all hyped up and I'm getting myself all G'd up for it and that, and then it happens and I'm so excited to have it happening, and then it's a bit of a downer the next day because I'm not doing anything, if you know what I mean. I know that sounds a bit strange, but that happens with all these events, these challenges that I do. You know, building up to it is a massive upward slope, and then after the event is a downward slope, you know.
You've gotten over that mountain of doing it, and then it's kind of, right, what do I do next? But you are always quick to find a new project and pick yourself back up again. With that in mind, you become the first man to build an electric speedway bike in Britain. Where did the idea for that come from? Was it just a case of you could, so you did?
Yeah, well, obviously, people that know my story know that I crashed on a speedway bike that caused my brain damage and my eyesight loss. So a speedway bike changed my life totally. And I've been into speedway since I was 5 years old. I've been into it forever. I've got a speedway bike in the workshop without an engine. I've got a frame and wheels. So I thought, what can I do with this? And because I was an auto electrician for 27 years, obviously I'm into my electrics and I know about electrics. And within the speedway fraternity, electric is not in Britain. They're against it. All the petrol heads are against it. They do have, now in Denmark, they do have it. So I kind of thought, if I can build an electric bike, apart from the blind man make one, and ride it, which I did, and that'll cause a bit of discussion, if you know what I mean. And it did cause quite a bit of discussion about me building this bike. I love discussion, you know what I mean? I don't want to argue with people, and I don't like people arguing with me, which people have. People have been quite venomous in the comments about this electric speedway bike, but I just wanted to have a conversation, you know what I mean, a discussion about why it isn't in Britain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's, you know, various different aspects of why an electric variant of it would be better, not just to mention the environmental impact of it, but just it's a cool thing to do, and that's what any hobby is. You can build on it and build on it and just make more and more cool things.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I took it to Scunthorpe. I hired Scunthorpe Speedway track out and took it up there. And I had to recharge it while I was there. Well, Scunthorpe Speedway track, the next field is quite a lot of wind turbines. So I recharged it while I was up there. So there's a good chance I charged my electric speedway bike from wind power. And before I took it up that morning, I charged it up before I went on my solar panel system that I've got in the workshop. So it's totally environmentally free energy that I did this test on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's a thing going forward into the hobby as well, that, you know, will eventually need to become more prominent in it. And it opens up a whole new world for how to build things as well. And with that in mind, what's next for you?
Well, fully enough, can't describe it really, but I've got a 1950s. It's actually a old fairground ride, but it's a car from Blackpool Pier, and it's been put onto a chassis. It had a Harley Davidson engine in before I bought it. I just bought it as a chassis and a body. It looks like a 1950s American sprint car with a big radiator grille at the front with a number on it. It's quite, I'd say it's hard to explain, but it's quite cool. It really does look cool. My next plan is to electrify that. It is to take the electric engine out of my Speedway bike and everything and put it in that. But I've got quite a few displays to do with my electric Speedway bike. People are wanting me to display it and do talks about it. So at this moment, I'm keeping that all built up together. But once that's run its course, then I'm hoping to take the electric motor out, the batteries and the controller, and put it in this this 1950s car. That's one of my next projects anyway.
Exciting times ahead. So, Nigel, where can listeners keep up with you online and all the weird and wonderful things that you're doing?
Right, so I'm called Blind Bloke Racing. So on Facebook, if you type Blind Bloke Racing, I've got a page on there. I've got an Instagram page called Blind Bloke Racing and a YouTube page, but they have to put Nigel Blind Bloke Racing. So everything I do is on my YouTube channel. Everything I do with this kind of thing and everything else, because I do upcycling and I just do crazy stuff. They can follow me, contact me, or like and subscribe, support me, as I say, on these three different social medias.
Well, Nigel Lim of Blind Bloke Racing, thanks so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
My pleasure.